Shaver, day 5. So today's topic is tell the story of an artist or a group you've met. So being a musician for 20 odd years, 20 plus years, I don't even want to think about how many gigs I've been to in that time. hundreds and hundreds. I'm not exactly backwards and coming forwards, and I, you know, if I really like the band, I'll always go up and chat to them. And to be honest, most people you go up to and talk to are really happy to talk to you. I can't think of anyone who's been really rude ever, to be honest. Also, it's knowing when to do it. Don't go up to them just before they're about to go on stage. My friends won't go up to me when I'm about to go on stage because I get my game face on, as my mate Gilf used to say. You know, and don't go up to them just after they've walked off stage. Well, when they want to talk to you, they'll be around. But probably the shortest conversation I've had, and one of the most funny, would be at the ICA. I can't remember what year it was. Late 90s sometime. And it was the 10th anniversary of Matador Records, so they'd been having gigs on all week. And it got to the Saturday, the last night of the gigs, and they weren't advertised, but it was blatantly obvious the biggest selling band on that label would be probably headlining the last night, and they were. So while the first support band were on, we're wandering around, and I see what I can only describe as a group of models, probably 7 or 8, who looked like they just walked off the catwalk, and they all stood around one rather well-built gentleman, shall we say. So I just stormed straight over, put my hand out, and said, "Russell Simmons, what's it like to be in the greatest rock and roll band in the world?" He took my hand, started shaking my hand, and did a slow head turn around these models, and then brought his eyes back to mine, and just went, "Pretty goddamn good." So, as they always introduce themselves, ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for a blues explosion. I give you Russell Simmons, Mr. Judah Bauer, and John.
Got the flavor. I just got the flavor. I got the head.